This week we're talking with Mary Wilson, the wife of late Buffalo Bills founder and owner Ralph Wilson, now life trustee of his $1.2 billion namesake foundation. She's admired for overseeing how her husband's final act of generosity is carried out across the two regions they called home, Southeast Michigan and Western New York.
Well, I love Buffalo and Western New York. The whole program is wonderful. It's incredible. It's right up my alley.
A main focus of the Ralph Wilson Foundation is youth sports and recreation. Mary Wilson has been a lifelong athlete since a girl growing up in Fort Worth, Texas.
And it was fun, and I loved being on a team. It tried to compete on different levels. And if we didn't win, I was very upset.
She played football, basketball, volleyball, track and field, archery, but had the most success in tennis. Over an illustrious career, she won Coach of the Year and state, international, and senior championships. At 60 years old, she ranked number one for her age group. She even played Wimbledon.
Girls in sports is important. If you look at women that are in powerful positions in the business world, many of them played sports. It impacts you in so many ways. I think physical education has taken a back seat. There's so much competition now, you know, with your iPhone, your iPad, your buddies, your social media, trying to fit in. We have to make it desirable to be out there playing on a team.
Especially dear to Wilson is a program she began in 2006. Each year, she hosts more than 200 underserved girls aged 9 through 12 at the Buffalo Bills Fieldhouse. Her Western New York Girls in Sports program is an all-day opportunity for young girls to try and learn a variety of sports.
But also what they experience is they get to be taught by athletes that are excelling at their sport, like the UB basketball team. Some of these girls are even taught by a 12-year-old, and if you can get a 12-year-old teaching a 12-year-old about a volleyball skill, that is powerful because it's their peer, and so they have that connection.
The foundation has a mandated 20-year spend down, adding urgency and collaboration to its mission. So I asked Wilson, how different will Western New York look at the end of those 20 years?
Well, first of all, the park is going to be incredible. So that is going to be fun to see in 2024, Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Centennial Park. That is going to be a game changer in certain ways for the communities around there. It's going to be a gathering place and a coming together of different communities, different ethnic backgrounds. That's a good example of how we think, bring community together and forward together.
I also asked what we might not know about her.
Sometimes it's a lot of stress, you know, being a part of all of this. Probably I come across very self-confident, but that isn't necessarily true. You know, I have to work at it. Getting out and exercising really helps me deal with a lot of this. And it's like that applies to school. You're in the classroom all day long. Stress builds up. If you don't have a way to get away from that, to have relief from that, well, that's so important. And to take that out of education, that's just backwards.
Mary Wilson will host her next Western New York Girls in Sports program March 21st at the Buffalo Bills Fieldhouse. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.